This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses question-answer session of House of Representatives. Claims to have worked for legal and institutional reforms for employment creation and investment-friendly environment. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba urges Qatar to secure release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. And at least 9 people die in U.S. floods and heavy rain. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has claimed that the government is consistently working towards legal and institutional reforms for creating employment by promoting the investment environment in the country. Responding to the queries by lawmakers in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Oli said that all works have been carried out accordingly, giving priority to programs to increase productivity and employment opportunities. He said action would be taken as per the law if anyone was found misappropriating foreign currency illegally. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli also said that the government was serious about completing big projects of national pride and national priority on time. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli expressed confidence that recent policy and legal reforms introduced through government ordinances will enhance the business environment, boost investment and stimulate economic activities. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba held a meeting with Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Qatar Sultan bin Saad bin Sultan Al Muraki in Muscat of Oman yesterday. They met on the sidelines of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference in Muscat. During the meeting, they discussed various issues of Nepal-Qatar relations, bilateral interest and mutual benefits, as well as scholarships for Nepali students and skilled technical manpower in Qatar. On that occasion, Minister Dr. Rana called Minister Muraki for a special initiative for the release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. The Nepal government has been making diplomatic efforts for Bipin's release since last year. Meanwhile, Minister Rana has emphasized the need for cooperation and connectivity within the Global South. In her address to the 8th Indian Ocean Conference in Muscat, the capital of Oman, on Sunday, Dr. Rana highlighted the importance of the conference with the theme of Voyage to New Horizons of Maritime Partnership, particularly for landlocked countries like Nepal. In the meantime, Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates UAE, Ahmad Ali Al Sayeg, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Dr. Rana in Muscat. On the occasion, Minister Rana thanked the government of UAE for employing Nepal's labor force and also proposed to State Minister Sayed to begin direct flights from Dubai to Pokhara International Airport. In response, the UAE's minister has promised to begin a technical study and advance the plans for direct flights. Likewise, Foreign Minister Rana and her Indian counterpart, Dr. S. Jaishankar, held a meeting in Muscat. During the meeting, issues of bilateral relations, mutual benefits and related topics were discussed. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Rana thanked the government of India for its support of Nepal's energy export to Bangladesh through India as per the power trade agreement between Nepal and India. A meeting of the chief whips of the parliamentary parties of the ruling parties has decided to take initiation for forwarding in both the Houses of Parliament the bills under the consideration of Parliament. A meeting of chief whips of ruling parties was held at the office of chief whip of CPN UML Mahesh Kumar Bartola at Singhadarbar yesterday. The meeting decided to take initiative to forward the bill designed to amend and integrate laws related to school education and the bill designed for formation, operation and service of Federal Civil Service. UML Chief Whip Bartola said discussions were held on taking forward some of the bills under consideration in the Parliament as well as the ordinances tabled in the Parliament. A An 8-member committee has been formed to investigate the balloon explosion incident that took place during the inaugural ceremony of the Pokhara Visit Year 2025 held in Pokhara on the 15th of February. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak formed an 8-member probe committee under the coordination of Kaski's Chief District Officer Bharat Mani Pandey. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel and Mayor of Pokhara Metropolitan City Dhanraj Acharya were injured during the inauguration ceremony where the incident took place in Pokhara on Saturday. Both Deputy Prime Minister Paudel and Mayor Acharya are being treated in the intensive care unit of the Burn Hospital in Kirtipur. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Speaker Devraj Khimiri and other senior leaders have visited the Kirtipur Burn Hospital yesterday to inquire about the health condition of Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel and Mayor of Pokhara Dhanraj Acharya, who are undergoing treatment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday has been postponed after failing to achieve the required quorum. The meeting was put off 6 hours after it had started in the absence of a quorum. While a proposal seeking deliberations on the Nepali Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 PS was being tabled in the meeting, Rashtriya Swatantra Party's parliamentarian Nisha Dangi requested the Speaker of the House, Devraj Khimiri, to count the number of lawmakers present in the meeting, claiming that there was no quorum. Speaker Khimiri then directed the Secretariat to determine the quorum after ringing the bell for 3 minutes. Thus, the Speaker, citing the lack of quorum, informed the House that the remaining programs on the agenda of the day were removed, thereby postponing the meeting. As per Article 94 of the Constitution of Nepal, at least 1/4 of the House of Representatives member must be present to present any proposal for decisions or pose the inquiries. The meeting is scheduled again at 1 p.m. today. Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, has emphasized the importance of including public concerns and citizen voices in the content produced and broadcast. At the closing ceremony of a 3-day training on inclusive broadcast content production and broadcasting organized by Radio Nepal in celebration of World Radio Day, Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal urged participants to apply the knowledge gained during the training in their work. Dr. Bista expressed confidence that PSB Nepal's future content will reflect greater inclusiveness as the organization moves forward under its newly restructured framework. Acting Chief Administrative Officer of PSB Nepal, Bishnu Ram Neopani, said the training had been valuable in enhancing the productivity of program production and broadcasting aligning with PSB's policies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international updates. At least 9 people have died over the weekend as torrential downpours drenched parts of the southeastern USA, submerging roads and houses. The BBC quoted the Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear as saying 8 people died in his state and suggested at a news conference on Sunday that the total could go up. Hundreds of people stranded in flood waters, many stuck in their cars, had been rescued. Meanwhile, in Georgia, the ninth death was recorded after a man lying in his bed was struck by an uprooted tree that crashed into his home. This week, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina were under some type of storm-related alert. Officials have cautioned that the worst of the flooding is not over yet. New Delhi and several parts of northern India were shaken by strong earthquake tremors early morning today. The strong tremors caused by 4-magnitude earthquake hit Delhi NCR and caused residents to rush out of their homes. According to Times of India, there were no immediate reports of any damage or injuries. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses question-answer session of House of Representatives. Claims to have worked for legal and institutional reforms for employment creation and investment-friendly environment. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba urges Qatar to secure release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. And at least 9 people die in U.S. floods and heavy rain. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.